On the Lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton and the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This has quickly turned into one of my favorite segments because I love to get educated on things. I like to know about things. And this guy's a walking encyclopedia. Ward Catering from Vision Ford. Good morning, Ward.
Good morning, Bill. Beautiful day.
Good to have you in studio again.
Yes, sir.
And I always say the thing about Vision Ford is the vision thing, because you definitely have that. Forward moving, forward thinking, and we've talked about this before, your mobile service, which is fairly new out there. And yeah. You're just getting this off the ground. How's it been going?
You know, it's going really well. We've got a couple of great technicians that are manning it and working it for us. It's one of those things where until you try it, you just can't understand it. And you use that phrase all the time. But we're able to, I know this afternoon we're going to be changing oil on a Range Rover in Fargo. So we're not limited to what we can do. And I just want to make sure your listeners understand, again, the service is free. Mm-hmm. You just pay for whatever you want done. And there's not a limit. It's a free service. We come to you. We work on what you need done. If we can't do it there on the spot, we bring it back to the dealership for free and redeliver it back to you for free. We're really trying to go above and beyond and do things differently and be with the times.
Yeah. Well, I think you're a little ahead of the times, in fact, with this mobile service. And folks, it's a click away. It's not that hard to get the ball rolling on this.
It's really easy. Just go to drivewithvision.com. That's drivewithvision.com. Phone numbers are there. If you want to make an online appointment, you can do that. I mean, it's just all there for you. And again, new batteries, wiper blades. Wiper blades have been a good seller in the last 30 days.
I bet.
But just, you know, you never think of it until you need it, and when you need it, it's really too late. So that's why we encourage people with the batteries. We can test them for you with the windshield wipers. They're relatively inexpensive. It's just worth doing it at least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
If you get that unusual smell inside, you might want to entertain doing a cabin filter.
Stop it. You've gotten me so paranoid to that. Now, every time I get in, start up my escape, it's like, I'm thinking of Ward Cater. Because, again, filters and they don't really normally think of that. Usually with an oil change, they'll go with it. But yeah, the other filters don't really think about that. And there's a lot more to vehicles with that.
There's a lot of filters in our vehicles today. They're protecting their fluids, which there's a lot of fluids in our internal combustion engines. They're protecting our air quality in our vehicle, which has just really become an amazing thing in recent years. And then, of course, you have your filter that the engine needs fresh air to really get your performance, to get your power, fuel economy. And again, today's time with fuel where it's at, investing a little money in your air filter once a year minimum will change that for you, too. It's really a positive thing to do.
You know what I like about the mobile service, too, is the people you got running it. I would say I can't even use the word passionate. I don't even know if it goes there. But you can tell just by talking to them, they're so invested in where this thing's going and making it bigger and better.
They really are. And I appreciate they're trying to make their job easier, which makes the experience for the customer easy. It's just such an efficient process. Again, you make your appointment online or you're always welcome to call. We show up at the time. All we need is your keys. We do the process in under 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We will text you a full report on the condition of your vehicle from our perspective, and then we'll also text you a link to pay for it.
So it's a quick click.
It is.
And to get the ball rolling on it, it can be done, and like you said, you've said it before, you don't even have to see us.
Exactly.
And we can take care of it. Why would you not want to do that? Again, coming down to common sense.
Help me out, Bill. Help me out.
Why would you not want to service? Yeah, why would you not want to save that much time? That's the question.
Yeah, you know, we're moving that way. One of the things that kind of got me going and excited is I don't have much time in my life either. And anything from dry cleaning, I get my dry cleaning delivered. It's picked up twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
It saves me time. They send us a text message to remind that they're coming. We do that, too. So you get an experience of, hey, we'll be there at 2 o'clock just as a reminder.
Sure.
In case, you know, your life changes, too, and that's no problem. but we want to make sure we're available to you. And if things need to change, we'll do that. But if you look at the rest of the things that are in our life, it's really about convenience. It's about bringing it to you, whether it's shipment.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you want to test drive a vehicle with us, we bring it to you for free. We're not trying to make you come to our dealership, spend your day there. We're going to work with you on the phone, online, figure out what you're looking for. We're going to give it our best effort to get you what you want the first try. And if it's not, we're going to start all over again. So it's going really well. We have a great group of retired local people that help us run vehicles all over.
Yeah.
And they're just a nice, very considerate group of people that help us. So your vehicles are always in great hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing service.
So as far as car dealerships go, where do you see this thing going? Like 10, let's jump ahead. 10 years from now, where do you see it? Where do you see it landing?
You know, I think there's lots going on. Anything from AI, which you and I spoke about, that's going to evolve things in a very positive way. You know, we talk about printing, and I can see us printing parts.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this for years. It's becoming more reasonable. Like we were talking a few weeks ago, too, I never have the right part. No matter how many I have to repair your vehicle, it's never the correct part. And I see technology taking us where we will be able to print that part for you.
What do you cover that? What do you mean by printing the part?
So we'll be able to print, for example, you have, you know, on the bigger scale, not right this minute, but it's being tested. If you need a door panel, your door panel's been cracked, damaged. We'll literally be able to paint or print that part. In your color, in your texture, whatever it is, we will print that in the back of the dealership and get it to you. The limits are kind of around the electrical world right now.
Mm-hmm.
But any other part, no matter what the component's made out of, even metal is being tested right now where we can print it out. That's going to change everything because we'll be able to get the repairs done so much quicker.
Sure.
With the exact part. It'll be engineered for you. It'll be a perfect fit. It'll be a perfect color match. And I could even see as cars age, they have some discoloration between environmental reasons, the sun, and we'll be able to, you know, possibly even match that component from a color standpoint too.
This is a mind blower to me, and I'm thinking as you're explaining this to me, again, what some people see as change, other people, especially you, just see as kind of a common sense solution.
Well, it's where we need to go.
Yeah,
it really is. It's going to save the customer a tremendous amount of time. It's going to give you a quality product. It's just where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Other things are very difficult today. We accept it, but we're trying to move forward at Vision Ford Lincoln. We're trying to move forward in a new direction.
Yeah,
we want to maintain what we have to, but we also want to be, you know, wise-eyed shut, so to speak. And we're looking for the new items that can help the experience.
Absolutely. And like you say, talk about vision. We are on the lot with Ward Cater. It's 9:47 here. 70 degrees and mostly sunny. Ward, let me ask you this. When you first started in this business, did you ever think it would come to, I mean, did you ever foresee where we're at right now? Did anybody tell you back then, we're going to be looking at things like AI, we're going to be looking, did you foresee this at all?
You know, not really. I started back in 1987 was my first experience, and I went headfirst as a full commitment around 91, I believe it was. And mainly because the conversations just didn't happen. Yeah. Some of the technology, like AI, that's pretty new. It's not real new, but it's new for our industry. So as things evolve and become more every day, then we have access to that to make our lives easier too. But yeah, pickup and delivery, no such animal. You know, AI certainly not. The digital printing of parts. You know, that concept's been around for quite a while, too. But to get it to, there's a lot of testing that needs to be done in order to get approved to be a safe product. So, again, that concept's out there a ways, but it's definitely on the radar.
Was anybody talking electric vehicles back then?
No, there was a movie about General Motors, who killed electric car.
Yeah.
There was an effort a long time ago. And for reasons unknown or maybe unspoke about, it disappeared. So, yeah, electric vehicles have been around a long time. Actually, a very long time. There were electric vehicles before their internal combustion.
Okay.
So that's an interesting fact. Maybe I can get deeper into for everybody next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about that. And now they're talking, we've discussed this too, now they're talking flying vehicles and everything else, where you can drive and fly.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Jetsons thing going on.
It's there, and there's cars that are boats too. I just watched a video last night that guy drove off and right into the lake, and off he went, and... It's all out there.
Right.
Some of it is homemade. Other things are real production vehicles.
And would you agree? I mean, it's just, it's kind of redundant, but it's the world we live in now. It's where we're at. Whether you like it or not, it's where we're at.
Yeah, there's really no stopping where the progress is going. We're moving forward fast. And again, a lot of industries will be impacted by it. From a consumer standpoint, when we start hovering...
Yeah,
and we'll laugh when we say that word right now, but it eliminates the need for tires. And all of a sudden, you don't have that wear and tear on your vehicles. Safety concerns are changed because you're not worrying about friction. So there's a lot of things out there, Bill, that are alive and well, and we're slowly introducing them to the public.
Does that excite you? I mean, this is a business where you can jump in, both feet. And you have definitely done that, from EVs to mobile service to everything else.
You know, I really appreciate change. In my upbringing, my family always taught me to look forward to it, because to a lot of people, it's a challenge. But without change, we just can't move forward in life in general. And offering it in the way we are, to me, is very exciting. I'm driving a Mach-E, which is our 100% electric vehicle, and even driving in this morning, the sun was rising. It's just a fun, beautiful ride.
You get the giggles.
You do.
You definitely do. Driving one of those things, it's exhilarating because, again, it's kind of the future. And, again, you mentioned change. I've got one other guest I refer to as my common sense lady. A lot of the change really boils down to that. It's common sense. For instance, your mobile service. It's going to save us time. It's going to save us. It's going to be so efficient and so convenient. It just makes sense.
It really does, and that's what our intent is. We would love to hear ideas if there's something else you want us to add to it. Keep in mind, we aren't cutting the corners. When we're coming out, we're going to vacuum the vehicle for you. We're giving you the full inspection. Everything that you would get at the physical dealership, we're just bringing it to you for convenience.
And that can be at your workplace, at your school, wherever your vehicle is sitting.
Absolutely.
They can take care of it.
At home, we're doing a number of them at people's residence this morning and this afternoon. So there's no limit there.
So it's starting to take off. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, we're getting some good traction, and we learn as we go based on feedback. And again, the whole goal is simplicity and to really limit the interaction. I don't know why, but people are real tentative on trying it. It's the same trained technician that's doing it in the building as we're sending out.
They're just doing it at your location, the location of your choosing.
Absolutely. They're a factory-trained technician. It's being done 100%.
Let me ask you this, because you kind of alluded to this, too. Say I need an oil change. I go to Vision Ford. I give that a couple clicks. I get signed up for that. They come out and they do the oil change. If they spot something else, are they going to tell me about this, say, hey, you need this or you might need that?
We're going to give you a full written report. It's going to come to you digitally, so you don't have to worry about printing it out or looking at it. You can view it online, on your phone, wherever you're at. And yes, we're going to give you our estimate of where the functionality is of your vehicle. It's a great report. It's really worth it. It's not complicated. It's in layman's terms. It's a very quick, short read. And the great thing is, if you have questions when you receive it, because it's coming to you digitally, feel free to call us. You can talk directly to that technician and have him explain it. Maybe there's some details you're interested in. It's all about simplicity. Again, we don't want to complicate it. It's not where you need to go to school to figure out what we just told you
about. Well, it isn't complicated. It's easier.
It's actually much easier, Bill. Yeah. That's a great point. It's much easier.
Good stuff. Ward Gator, I'm looking forward to our discussion next Tuesday.
I think it'll be fun. We have some great things coming.
Well, and every time we get together, we kind of think of things that we can you know, move into the next edition. But
absolutely. And if your listeners have anything they'd like to
please email me. Yeah. studio@kbmwnews.com. You got questions. This guy here's got the answers. Ward, you have a great weekend. We'll talk on Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You have been on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley.
Skipping my lunch to hang out with you, fine listeners. Turn to Blathis every weekday from 10 until 2 on AM 1450 KBMW.
I saw a homemade sign written in red, Rhine County Watermelon Festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down, took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine. Do the watermelon crawl. When the band started playing the Watermelon Queen, said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Erickson with a check of the markets on this Thursday morning. Well, corn is trading higher this morning despite yesterday's WASDE report that was relatively neutral, but ongoing rains in the forecast for the Northwest Corn Belt may be adding some bullish momentum. In yesterday's report, U.S. soybean ending stocks were increased by 10 million bushels to 445 million bushels as a result of a decline in crush demand. U.S. old crop ending stocks were increased as well by 10 million bushels, but world ending stocks were slightly lowered. All three wheat classes are trading higher this morning. Yesterday's WASDE report was supportive as the USDA confirmed that due to the dry weather in Russia and Ukraine, wheat production has been revised lower. The USDA took 5 million metric tons off Russian production and 15 million metric tons off Ukrainian production. Total world production fell by 7%.